We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Yeah, this is for you. The place for your night. Yeah?
Welcome, loyal viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorba 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Colombia, we have 3 new cable channels. In Achi Bolivar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahahual TV. In Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV. We also have a new cable channel in the Dominican Republic. In Puerto Plata Province, channel 29 on Telecable La Union S.A.
And a new cable channel in Formosa or Taiwan.
In Nantou County, channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ang Verong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Idea, channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cable Ba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jovitel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Kwai Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozhe City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Aztec Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, 20% of car sales in the United Kingdom are expected to be electric by 2016. In animal welfare news, the United States Coast Guard considers measures to protect whales from ship traffic. In technology news, internet access brings benefits to more than 100 villages in western Nepal. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 11th, esteemed social activist, educator, and writer Eugenio Maria de Hostos was born in Mayagüez, Puerto Rico in 1839. Throughout his life, he was a dedicated advocate of the independence of Cuba and Puerto Rico. He also promoted human rights across Latin America, including speaking out for the welfare of immigrants and supporting educational opportunities for women. Moreover, Mr. Hostos, a highly respected teacher, helped both the governments of Chile and Dominican Republic in reforming their public education systems. Mr. Hostos wrote more than 50 works, of which Moral Social is considered to be one of his finest. His belief system is exemplified in his phrase, "To be civilized and to be moral is the same thing." May the outstanding humanitarian ideals and practices of Mr. Eugenio Maria de Hostos be long remembered.
Fly-in news. Hundreds displaced by southern Thailand floods. Just 1 month after previous inundations, 6 days of heavy rains triggered fresh flooding in the southern Narathiwat province. Nearly 40,000 people from across some 200 villages were affected as of Sunday, January 9th. Officials declared 11 districts disaster areas as floodwaters from three overflowing main rivers inundated surrounding communities. Villagers in Songhai Kolak, Hwaeng, and Takbai were worst hit, with most of their residents having been evacuated to temporary shelters, including school or district halls, when waters reached as high as 1.5 meters in some areas. Thousands of acres of farmland and more than 64 roads were submerged, prompting locals to purchase dried food supplies to store in case of rising prices.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our association members to please ask local officials if assistance is required and to go, if possible, to aid the most desperate flood victims. She added that emergency funding is available.
Our appreciation, Thai officials, for your initiatives to ensure the safety of residents, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern. May such weather intensities soon subside through humanity's concerted efforts to restore the stability of our ecosphere.
Melting snow floods Germany. As record December snowfalls began to melt, along with rain that hit the nation, river levels rose across the country, resulting in at least one fatality this past weekend due to widespread flooding. Banks burst in waterways, extending from the Rhine River in the west to the Oder River in the east, inundating cities, towns, and crops. Officials reported that structures along the Moselle River were particularly affected, with approximately 30 communities between Trier and Koblenz submerged. Large sheets of ice were also deposited on farmland, with many roads closed as flood waters continued to rise. In neighboring Belgium, flooding caused drinking water to become contaminated, prompting officials to pass out bottled water.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members check with regional governments to find out whether help is required, and that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable, saying that necessary financial aid is available for urgent needs.
We are thankful for the safeguarding efforts of the German and Belgian personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive concern. Our sympathies for the loss of precious life, as we pray for the protection of all those affected, and that such disruptive occurrences are minimized as we adopt lives more in balance with nature.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Yes, please, no.
Hollywood actor Sean Penn continues humanitarian work in Haiti, a year after the devastating quake ravaged the capital, Port-au-Prince, and surrounding regions. The twice Academy Awarded actor is not only still in the country, he now leads what is considered one of the most successful tent cities in the area, the JPHRO refugee camp he helped establish in the once affluent Haitian suburb of Pétionville. Mr. Penn had flown to Haiti immediately upon hearing of the January 2010 disaster, also coordinating two planes full of relief workers and supplies at that time.
Upon arriving, he asked to be of assistance to the refugees, but was told that because of the dire situation there, he would need to demonstrate his own effectiveness or would be asked to leave. Fortunately, Mr. Penn's talent and background in film directing proved useful for relief work, and he swiftly became camp manager. When promised funding was not delivered, Mr. Penn spent his own money to cover the costs, living modestly himself to this day in a house with 40 other workers. What was planned as a two-week trip has become a year-long stay, during which time he has seen residents through such crises as severe flooding and a cholera epidemic. In a recent interview, Mr. Penn voiced a lifelong commitment to helping the Haitian people rebuild their nation when he stated, "There's no end point. This is where I'll be when I'm not working, for the rest of my life."
We are touched by your sense of calling and selfless sacrifice, Mr. Sean Penn. May your shining star and visionary spirit continue in love and dedication to uplift many lives.
Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Sean Penn with the Shining World Hero Award and is pledging $50,000 to support his noble cause with all her love and admiration.
Turkish and Greek prime ministers renew commitments to peace. At the invitation of his Greek counterpart, George Papandreou, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan attended the Friday, January 7th inauguration ceremony of the 2011 Winter Universiade Stadium, where the upcoming World Student Games will be held. In a meeting that day, the two leaders spoke of their country's mutual efforts to set aside differences of the past in favor of fostering good neighborly relations. Greek Prime Minister Papandreou spoke of the importance of respecting all cultures, while Prime Minister Erdogan acknowledged the constructive nature of their meeting, as he stated, "We are exerting intense efforts to make the Aegean a sea of peace and friendship. Today's meeting is very important. I would like to send love and our best regards from Turkey to Greece. Your Excellencies, we respectfully laud your efforts to forge new possibilities built on amicable relations of trust. May the noble-hearted people of Greece and Turkey flourish in prosperity and friendship."
Loving huts open in South Korea. With Supreme Master Qinghai's loving encouragement for the concept of providing affordable and savory plant-based fare for everyone, South Korea now welcomes customers to about 50 loving huts.
Located conveniently along an expressway in the western part of the country, the new Loving Hut in Asan has quickly become a sought-after rest area for families visiting the nearby forest. An eye-catching menu outdoors and a warm ambiance complete with hot coffee and useful vegan food products for sale are some of this Loving Hut's features.
Scenic Jecheon, South Korea, is known for producing herbal medicines. Promoting a wholesome lifestyle, Jecheon's Loving Hut is the town's first organic vegan restaurant, showing that any traditional or non-traditional dish can be made cruelty-free and even more nutritious.
Ready, go, green!
Congratulations, Loving Huts in South Korea, and our thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her steadfast support that has brought this cheerful vegan dining option to communities around the world. May we all soon be veg for both people and the planet to enjoy vibrant health.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Consumer Electronics Show unveils newest consumer technologies. Around 125,000 attendees, including a record-setting 30,000 from overseas, gathered in Nevada, USA, for the International Consumer Electronics Show, or CES. With this year's event concluding on Sunday, January 9th, CES has become known over the past 30 years as the venue where innovative, state-of-the-art technology is introduced to the world. With a 2011 emphasis on digital mobility, inventive smartphones, electronic tablets, and new super-fast networks were presented, delivering a rich abundance of text, games, voice, and streaming video to people on the go. Building on the success of Apple's iPad, U.S.-based electronics company Motorola launched a tablet running on the Google Android operating system, while several others announced tablets built around the Microsoft Windows 7 operating system.
International auto manufacturers Audi, Hyundai, and Ford demonstrated high-speed internet-enabled smart cars that allow drivers to deliver streaming TV to child passengers using voice commands, as well as check email. Introduced as well was Ford's first electric car, the Focus, which is expected to be available later this year. This year's show also featured home appliance makers for the first time, introducing items such as a smart refrigerator, which can send an alert when soy milk is running low.
Kudos, International Consumer Electronics Show organizers and participants, for your exciting contributions to our technological world. We can't wait to see these many innovations in action, easing life for everyone as they help us stay more connected with each other.
Save our planet. Unique South African penguin faces perilous future as the only species of penguin to originate in Africa. Populations of the species have declined by 95% since pre-industrial times, with numbers that continue to plummet. Climate change and fishing are among the greatest threats to the approximately 80,000 that remain. Also known as the black-footed penguin, this species' vulnerability was placed in further jeopardy by a massive oil spill in the year 2000. A swift outpouring of international help at that time was credited with saving nearly 40,000 birds that were either rescued from oil contamination or evacuated to safety.
However, the black-footed penguin's numbers have continued to go down, and biologists at the California Academy of Sciences in the USA are now coordinating with zoos throughout North America to maintain populations there in the hope of reintroducing them to the wild once their natural habitat stabilizes. Speaking of the need to address both global warming and fishing practices, biologist Brooke Weinstein of the California Academy of Sciences stated, "I don't think it's too late, but I do think it's really imperative that people make the kind of changes that we need to make, because no one wants a world without penguins."
Our thanks, Ms. Weinstein, California Academy of Sciences, and all who are working with love and dedication to save the South African penguin. Let us all join by choosing the life-saving plant-based diet, which lightens the human footprint on our planet and allows other species to thrive.
With deep concern for the plight of our animal co-inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai, during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, urged humanity, as on many previous occasions, toward greater consideration to ensure the welfare of all beings on Earth.
It's a very sad thing, because our animal friends are suffering terribly due to the effects of global warming. Many of the animals are dying or at the brink of extinct or already gone due to unbearable temperatures, or they are being forced out of their habitats, just like human climate refugees. Except they are not nearly as equipped as we are at adapting to new environments. To ensure the peace and comfort of all our animal co-inhabitants, we really should first cease to consume them, any animal at all. Then the wild areas and habitats will be restored, as will be the animals' natural lives. That's the best way to protect them, to show our love to them.
Save Our Planet, as part of a priority wish list for U.S. congressional members, editors of the established technical magazine Scientific American, join in calling for sustainable agricultural policies that would include halting subsidies for meat-intensive factory farming.
Save Our Planet. Officials in the Sao Paulo state of Brazil report that the use of pesticides on eucalyptus trees, grown to provide cellulose for making paper and other products, is also causing a decline in regional ant populations.
Save Our Planet, U.S.-based Wildlife Conservation Society and China's Heilongjiang Provincial Administration of Forest Industry partner to clear illegally set traps and ensure the safety of the region's endangered Siberian tigers.
Warning News. A report by international financial firm Citigroup states that while tobacco use is on the decline in both the UK and USA, the addictive substance still causes 5.4 million deaths globally each year, which translates to an average of one person perishing to tobacco every 6 seconds.
I'm Croaky the Frog, a vegan all the way, with a tip on creating digital scrapbooks. There are many different styles you can use. Photographs can be enhanced with techniques such as cropping, resizing, or coloring. In addition, multiple copies of your book can be made. What a fun and eco-friendly way to save paper and memories! Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In sustainable energy news, 20% of car sales in the United Kingdom are expected to be electric by 2016. The prediction was made by Mr. Steve Holliday, Chief Executive Officer of National Grid, one of the world's largest investor-owned energy companies. Mr. Holliday added that he believes 1 million electric vehicles will be in use in the country by 2020. To help reduce carbon emissions, the United Kingdom government is offering a subsidy of approximately $7,800 for each motorist that purchases an electric or plug-in hybrid car. In addition, up to $13.5 million has been allocated for the creation of a national network of recharge locations. What great news, United Kingdom! Also, thank you for your positive view into the future, Mr. Steve Holliday. May all nations choose earth-loving ways for a healthier ecosphere.
In animal welfare news, the United States Coast Guard considered measures to protect whales from ship traffic. The U.S. government agency is researching the possibility of additional regulations for ships traveling through the three sea routes on the North California coast. These pathways cross or are near national marine sanctuaries. Proposals to safeguard the intelligent mammals include reducing vessel speed, stationing onboard wildlife observers, and extending one of the restricted ship corridors. A study is underway to evaluate these. Our appreciation, United States Coast Guard, for focusing on this very important matter. We pray that the needed changes are made soon so that these precious cetaceans can swim safely and happily in our shared waters. Up next on Noteworthy News, more than 70,000 villages in western Nepal enjoy internet access. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. More mind-soothing news when we return here on Supreme Master Time.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for an enlivening world. In technology news, internet access is enjoyed by more than 100 villages in western Nepal. International news agency France 24 published an article highlighting the benefits of online access for more than 70,000 people in the Himalayan area. Now villagers have the opportunity to be in email contact with loved ones. In addition, patients at a health clinic can be seen via webcam by physicians in a Kathmandu hospital. For inaugurating and organizing this endeavor, Mr. Mahabir Pun was a recipient of the prestigious Ramon Magsaysay Award for Community Leadership. Kudos France 24 for presenting this good news. May the warm-hearted people of Nepal continue to gain valuable information from the global web to make life-saving decisions for a bright future.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Guide for Couples.
At a 30th anniversary school reunion, someone mentioned the guide for couples, and everyone talked enthusiastically. The mailman said, frequent communication. And the builder said, a firm base is important. The owner of an appliance shop, to avoid friction, earth wire should be connected ahead of time. And the pharmacist said, love is a cure-all. And the landlord of a hotel, according to him, a warm environment, pleasant atmosphere, and emphasis on privacy. And a wholesaler of a rice shop saying, like first-class rice, a little sticky, but not too sticky. And a medical doctor offered his opinion. Prevention is more important than cure. Don't make a small illness a big one. Owner of a flower shop, water frequently to keep fresh.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the Baha'i Faith, the brotherhood of all faiths, on our noble lineage.
Kudos to Supreme Master TV for airing such a wonderful program. Having the chance to watch the recent program regarding the Baha'i Faith, the brotherhood of all faiths, it's really eye-opening to know that there are many more religions out there that we may or may not know about. We should treat all sentient beings in this world like brothers and sisters, and live in peace and harmony. Thanks, Supreme Master, for your wonderful leadership, and may heaven bless you. Martin from Penang, Malaysia.
Elevated Martin, it is an honor to present the uplifting faiths of the world according to Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving instruction. We pray that all beings soon live together in the spirit of kindness and compassion.
Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you. Blessed Martin, thanks for your lovely note. Yes, I do want all world religious believers to live with each other in peace and love, according to the teaching of their own religion, which is in fact no different from other religions, and came from the same holy source. Hence the comparative shows. Heaven's blessings and all my love to you, loved ones in Malaysia. Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed with a grateful heart and joyful spirit.